Call Mike Church now. It's like giving yourself a lie detector test.
Given the nature of all this new shit, you know, this could be a lot more complex. I mean, it might not be just such a simple, you know?
Call 844-5-CRUSADE. The Mike Church Show, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Problem is too many red states, she said to me. The country is better off when governed liberally. I'd like to help all you red states become lefties. There must be 50 ways to be a liberal. She said it's really a liberal habit to intrude. Furthermore, the death penalty doesn't work and is so rude. So we'll repeal the right to tote guns cause they're so crude. There must be 50 ways to be a liberal. 50 ways to be a liberal. Just raise a new tax, Jack. Use a carry plan, Stan. Give condoms to a boy, Roy, and set his mind free. Put voters on the bus, Gus. You don't need to love the truth much. Just hug yourself a tree, Lee, and make Medicare free. Just raise a new tax, Jack. Use a carry plan, Stan. Give condoms to a boy, Roy, and set his mind free. Put voters on the bus, Gus. You don't need to love the troops much. Just hug yourself a tree, Lee, and make Medicare free. She said it grieves me so to see all those red states. I wish there was some way we could lock those southerners behind iron gates. And I said, I appreciate that. And would you please make it safe to marry gay? She said, why don't we both protest the war tonight? And I'm sure in the morning those soldiers will end the fight. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to be a liberal. 50 ways to be a liberal. Just raise a new tax, Jack. Use a carry plan, Stan. Give condoms to a boy, Roy, and set his mind free. Put voters on the bus, Gus. You don't need to love the troops much. Just hug yourself a tree, Lee, and make Medicare free. Just raise a new tax, Jack. Use a carry plan, Stan. Give condoms to a boy, Roy, and set his mind free. Put voters on the bus, Gus. You don't need to love the troops much. Just hug yourself a tree, Lee, then make Medicare free.
Welcome back. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. King-size truth from radio-sized speakers on a Tuesday. Asking you to take 8 weeks of daily doses of the Founding Fathers Red Pill. Sprinkle with a few drops of holy water. Unplug the matrix cable from the back of your head. Claim your Philosophia Perennis thinking skills. Become members of these self-governing people of these United States, not a job, it's a way.
Oh, life.
Telephone number to take me up on my kind, benevolent offer, the use of the radio airwaves to talk to the host. Call me, 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE, Email me directly. My email address, same as it ever was, kingdude@mikechurch.com. Don't forget, right, we are going to add feature after feature after feature to the new Crusade Channel on demand store, which is at crusadechannel.com. And then you'll see the link at the top of the page. This is where you can catch up with and buy a la carte. You know, it's occurred to us for quite some time, and there will be a complete explanation of this forthcoming as soon as the rollout of the service, as soon as we populate the on-demand service with many of the items that we're going to put in there and are able to add some of the bells and whistles to make it easier for you to navigate and find what you're looking for. But there are a lot of people that you know that may not want to become. They just don't do subscriptions. They don't do memberships. That doesn't mean that they wouldn't like the content that is made here on the Crusade Channel and made by Crusade Channel host and has been made in the past. And we have a lot of it. So this is the brainchild behind the on-demand store. Now, you might note that individual episodes of all shows have been available forever. As a matter of fact, there are many people that buy Brother Andre Marie's Reconquest and aren't Founders Pass members, but I see them downloading the show all the time. That's because the downloads have been available. It's not something that has been new. Now, of course, if you're a Founders Pass member, then you see them on the page and you have access to them. What's going on demand are features. I just want to explain this as gently as I can. And it's a good thing. This is a good thing that's happening here. These are features. They're not radio show broadcasts. They're not broadcast live. They're not part of the live offering. They're not part of the radio offerings. They're features. No different than when we were making Times at TriMen's Souls, for example, the real story of Washington's Crossing, which debuted on Christmas Eve 2013. Does that mean that everyone that got to hear it because we demoed it so people could get exposed to the product, does that mean that they were, because they heard it on SiriusXM, that they were then entitled to come to my site and say, you owe me a copy of the download of that? I heard it, so I already own it. I mean, come on. So the features that you're going to see on demand are things like a four-part series from 2016 of my four interviews with Chris Ferrara about Fatima, which were on July 13th, August 13th, September 13th, and October 13th, with all the commercials cut out and all the breaks and as much of the extraneous stuff that we could find all cut out and then put into one file that you get to download. You don't have to go looking for it. You don't have to piece it together. We already did it for you. All of my interviews with Ralph Sarchi, like the four Deliver Us From Evil tapes files. Same process done at much labor, I might add. And now available as an individual download in the on-demand store at crusadechannel.com. So, the Nativity of Mary, when I add another 90 minutes to it, now believe me, I had to edit out and Blessed Ann Catherine Emmerich's work on the Nativity of Mary that ran last Christmas because she's so detailed and there are so many details and parts of the story that we could cover. We just ran out of time and production time. We'll go and add another 90 minutes to this, and a part of that will be the life of the very young Mary of Nazareth, daughter of Joachim and Anne, St. Anne, St. Joachim and St. Anne, as seen by Blessed Ann Catherine Emmerich. Now, that's an on-demand feature. More of this will be explained, and how on-demand is handled by some membership levels as the thing rolls out. But the main thing you need to know, as far as the radio shows and everything you hear here daily on the channel, nothing has changed. Nothing. So Send your friends and family now over to the on-demand store at crusadechannel.com. A lot of people are interested, and people that are not listeners to this channel and the Deliverers from Evil tapes and are downloading episode 2, Go to St. Joseph. You missed it last Thursday. Boy, howdy, what a great story. I can't wait to start writing and then get to record part 3 of this series. We also have 2 episodes of The Piercing Truth being produced, hopefully this week, that will go into the on-demand store, and you can continue listening to and enjoying Joseph Pearson and learning from Joseph Pearson's and I's Piercing Truth Show. Okay, so all that's there. Go to the website, crusadechannel.com, for more details. I want to go back to get to some news here. Then I started in the first hour and ran out of time. Now, hold on. Now, wait a minute. Wait, I just saw one more thing. Has the term cotton picking minute been banned? I mean, with all these black people upset over stalks of cotton appearing at Hobby Lobby and at Linscomb President's dinner table, cotton deemed offensive now. Is the term cotton picking minute offensive? I think we should wait a minute. What about cotton candy? I have a question. Why doesn't cotton candy come in more rainbow-like colors? Why is cotton candy only available in blue and pink? Yes.
Say it off the pace. Why don't you just say it? I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Holy sh!
Wrong button. Cotton candy, we're not sure about. We'll update you at the 8 a.m. news. Celeste will update you on whether or not you can still serve cotton candy. Seriously, though, when is rainbow-colored cotton candy coming out? I mean, blue and pink is for what? Boy and girl? Huh? Somebody posted on the Twitter feed earlier, at the King Dude, this. Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario, Canada. Big giant notice is posted up on a bulletin board. LGBDTTIQQAAPP inclusiveness training. Better charge, please. You're making that up. By the by, our chat room is open at MikeChurch.com and is live and happening. Go to my website, MikeChurch.com. Today's Pile of Prep is there. Today's Veritas at Sapienti is there. I have, now you can, it'll be easier to find my on-demand episodes. We have lots of on-demand content coming from this show that you'll be able to download in the on-demand store and enjoy. Like, for example, the 4 interviews that I've done thus far with Cary Grace and the Marion Option. The interview series that I've done with Joseph Pearce, which is already available. Ralph Sarchi, Chris Ferrara for Fatima, and many, many, many more. Anyways, I didn't know this. Did you? Lesbian? Gay? Genderqueer? Bisexual? Demisexual? What's demisexual? Transgender. Transsexual. Two-spirit. I never heard of two-spirit before. Are you a two-spirit? Now, I am... Wait a minute. Hold on. I would like to come out of the closet. Here on the Mike Church Show, I have been living in a lie. I'm coming out of the closet, you people. I am bi-spirited. I've been bi-spirited. I've been hiding it for a long time.
me to church, which bi-spirited. You got me all teared up. I'm bi-spirited, but I admit it. I drink both scotch whiskeys and bourbons. I'm bi-spirited. I'm sorry. Please, accept me to be bi-spirited. Bi-spirited. What's the same thing as being two-spirited, isn't it? Intersex.
That's the I.
Queer. Questioning. Asexual. Now, this is the most ridiculous one of all. Well, maybe not the most ridiculous. Give them time. You can't be asexual. Asexual means not sexual. You're born and your nature requires you to be sexual. You don't get a vote and you can't choose. You may deny it, but you don't get to choose none of the above. Allies, whatever that is. Pansexual, which means all sexual. Another oxymoron. And polyamorous. You can't make this stuff up. But I am happy to come out as bi-spirited. 844-527-8723 is the call-in line telephone number. It's Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. California legislature passes bill to punish elder care workers who don't use trans pronouns. Listen to this. SB 219, which passed the State Assembly on September the 12th and has already passed the Senate, proposes to fine or jail employees of long-term or immediate care facilities who repeatedly and willfully refuse to use a preferred gender pronoun. Now, this is what the law in California is now going to say. This bill would enact the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and Transgender Long-Term Care Facility Residents Bill of Rights. Now, wait a minute. I thought all they wanted was inclusivity. If you want inclusivity, then that would mean that you want to be included in a current Bill of Rights. For example, wouldn't it? Mr. Church, stop throwing facts in. Well, if you have your own Bill of Rights, is that inclusive? Mitter transsexual, Mitter tranny. I have a question. As a bi-spirited individual, scotch and bourbon, may I use your Bill of Rights? I want someone to refer. From now on, I want you all to call me Loretta.
Why do you want to be Loretta Stan?
from now on, I want you all to call me Johnny Walker.
Why do you want to be Johnny Walker, Mike?
Well, it depends on what day it is. I might want to be Johnny Walker today, and I might want you to call me Evan Williams tomorrow. Yes.
Jackie Danielle.
Jackie Danielle. Instead of Jack Daniels. That's not a bourbon, though. Wait a minute. I might be tri-spirited.
I'm going out tri-spirited. Scotch, bourbon, regular old whiskey.
So one day I could come in as Jack Daniel. The next day,
change my mind.
I want you all to call me Jackie Daniel. Or, instead of Johnny Walker, I want you all to call me Jasmine Walker. You know, whenever I adopt female name, just to point out the insanity of this, help me out here and help me to choose stripper names. I want to make sure I get stripper names as my female names. When I go bi-spirited and then transition. This is from the bill California's about to adopt. Among other things, the bill would make it unlawful, except as specified, for any long-term care facility to take specified actions wholly or partially on the basis of a person's actual or perceived sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, or human immunodeficiency virus status. In other words, you're not. Now, if you want to lie and say, no, I'm not HIV positive. Yeah, you are. You're infected. No, I'm not. I don't identify as infected anymore. That's now legal. You can now. It used to be that, if you're a leper and you're carrying around leprosy, or if you're carrying around the bird flu or whatever, you can't just go into a civilian population and start snorting and sneezing and coughing and hacking and wheezing and grabbing people by the hand and sticking their fingers in your mouth and what have you. Oh, but if you're HIV, yeah, you can do it. Yeah, you can do that. In other words, it's now a license not only to deny someone the ability to earn a living based upon their refusal to deny the nature of someone's sexuality. Now, also, you can use it as a weapon. You're HIV pot. No, I'm not. Dude, you can't come in here because you're HIV. No, I'm not. I don't identify as HIV positive. Sorry, pal. Well, no, you can't come in here. You know, there are kids here, and they're very sick. I have a question. Can an HIV-infected person then go into a clinic where children are being administered chemotherapy? Why did I pick that clinic? Well, in case you don't know, when you're undergoing chemotherapy, your immune system is at its weakest. Almost destroys it, which is why they tell people that are undergoing chemo, look, you can't travel. You're too susceptible to disease. Well, that's just like your point of view, man. No, actually, it's not my point of view. That's actually the way it is. Well, I deny that. And if I deny it, you can't make me believe it and you can't make me act upon it. So if I'm HIV infected and I want to go into a clinic that's administering chemo to children, I can do so. And I can even touch them and pick them up and hold them because I love children. Right? Insanity, folks. People are going to start losing things very soon. Here, listen to this. Here's the qualifications for the transsexual senior citizen assisted living bill. Among other things, the bill would make it unlawful, except as specified, for any long-term care facility to take specified actions wholly or partially on the basis of a person's actual or perceived sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, or human immunodeficiency virus status, including, among others, willfully and repeatedly failing to use a resident's preferred name or pronouns after being clearly informed of the preferred name or pronouns. Understand what this means. This is an actual act of legislation that actually makes the use of true pronouns illegal. If it makes the use of the true pronoun to be associated with the human person illegal, who is the author of the human person's sex? The parents. No, it's not the parents. Who is the real author? Who created the two sexes? Whose idea was that? God's. who reigns and rules over this natural world. You know him as God. Who then, again, I'm going to keep pointing this out until some of you people get this, who then is the real target of these laws? G-O-D, God. That's the target. Now, since God has, what's the word, delegated authority to the two other parts of the Holy Trinity, the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, to do most of the heavy lifting here on earth these days. And since he made Jesus, Christ our Lord, the founder, originator of the church here on earth. Note when our Lord said, I'm going to establish here on this, upon you, Peter, Caiaphas, this church, not churches, church. Upon this rock and the gates of hell will not prevail against it, etc., etc. You know the drill. If he was sent here to do that, and he did, and it still exists, and it does, then if it's aimed at God, but God's not really, of course, he's always at work here, but in the visible world here, his church is at work, then who's the law aimed at? Now, many people are going to go like, well, you're just making that connection. No, I'm not just making this connection. You wait and see. They're going to make the connection. Mark it, dude. You can freaking bank on it. That's how these things work. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers, here on a Tuesday, asking you if you're listening to us on the Facebook Live. I got a great deal for you. Well, number one, look on my Mike Church Show fan page there and find the upcoming event in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And try and make plans if you're anywhere in the vicinity or within a couple hours driving distance to come out and play golf with me Friday and hang out for the day. Come out and watch the show Friday morning from the Lees Hill Country Club for a great cause, the Northern Virginia ASK, that's the ASK Foundation. And I hope you'll take advantage of that. And then Saturday, come out to the Cajun Seafood Soiree. Feast. Now, I was thinking about this. I'm going to blacken pork chops for you guys. And I'll also serve the, be your sommelier and serve the wine with these selections. You can make it, and now how you get to the soiree is you come to my brother's house, but you can make a donation to secure yourself an RSVP slot.
It's not blackened, it's charred.
Charred.
Can't be racist here.
Oh, that's right. We're going to have whitened, I'm sorry, did I say whitened? We're going to have charred, burned pork chops. That's this Friday and Saturday, and you can find the information on my website, which is always the first place to go, at mikechurch.com. And you'll, by the way, find our growing library. It's going to get very big of Crusade Channel on-demand feature offerings, like my four-part series on Fatima with Chris Ferrara, like my four-part series with Ralph Sarchi, the Deliver Us From Evil tapes, the interviews that we did back in June, which people loved. Now, we put them all together there for one simple, easy download. So find all that at the Crusade Channel, in the Crusade, on the on-demand store at crusadechannel.com. I invite you to come to the tournament and come have dinner on Saturday night. I just wanted to throw that out. But if you want a free membership, 30-day free membership to the Founder's Passion, we've been doing this gift membership promotion. Did it all last week, and I set the deadline as Friday. And I think we came pretty close to actually selling 300 gift memberships. But the goal wasn't just to sell them. It was to activate them. That's where you come in. So I have lots of gift memberships for 30 days to give away. And if you want one, if you're watching this on Facebook Live or listening to this on the free preview stream, all you have to do is send me an email. KingDude, K-I-N-G-D-U-D-E, at MikeChurch.com. kingdude at mikechurch.com, and we will set you up with a free 30-day gift membership, Founders Pass account. You'll get everything any other monthly member of the Founders Pass gets during that 30 days. And hopefully you'll like it so much that you'll want to subscribe anyways. So send me an email, and it's free. Don't cost nothing. KingDude at MikeChurch.com. All right. Back to the California bill. This is Georgie Borman writing this. Although this technicality technically wouldn't criminalize using the wrong pronoun, violating this item in the Patient's Bill of Rights for residential care facilities for the elderly would carry a fine of up to $1,000 or a year in jail. As Amy Swearer noted in the Daily Signal, in true California style, SB 219 carries no religious exemptions. I told you this was aimed at Catholic charities. And Catholic and Christian charities in the Golden State that are providing elder care, mostly by entities like the Little Sisters of the Poor or the Mercedarians or whatever the case may be. That's who they're going after with this. These are the things that happened before fascism. And we have fascism descending upon us faster than you can imagine. Many people are in denial. As a matter of fact, did you see this story? I think it was in the Crusader room. Maybe Maggie O'Connell can find it and put it in the chat room at mikechurch.com, which was kicking butt last hour. Man, the numbers were growing and people were active. The story that I'm talking about is the one where President Trump says on July the 4th, we're going to have a show of force military parade. Next July 4th, with tanks and armed forces marching down Pennsylvania Avenue to show the world how star-spangled militarily awesome we are. Country that leads with its warlike capacity is a warlike people. The country that leads, or the Union of States, rather, that leads with its warlike capabilities is a war, means citizenry is a warlike people. You know, we're supposed to watch the North Koreans goose-stepping down the streets of Pyongyang and be afraid. You know, they're coming to kill all of us. Right? Don't worry, General Mattis is going to take care of it, though, according to Nikki Haley. We're supposed to be mortified, and we're supposed to remember how awful it was when Hitler and the Nazi army was marching through the streets of Germany in Berlin. And the Hitler Youth were marching alongside, the tanks were rolling down the street and all that. That's because they did it. You see, we're star-spangled, blessed by God, awesome. It's our right to do... No, scratch that. Cut it. It's our duty to police the world and to threaten anything that moves, lives, eats, sleeps, breathes, moves out there with an extermination of life at the hands of our military. So another story I have in a pile of prep here today is, where are the armed forces members standing up to the political, military, industrial complex promoters of never-ending war telling them, no, I will not. My son will not. I had a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, the other day, I saw him, and he informed me that his son was going to enter into, or was going to attempt to enter into, the officer training school for the Marine Corps. And I immediately thought, oh, dude, send him to Brother Alexis Bugnolo. Go join the Ordo Militaris. You don't want to join this man's army any longer. They're not a force for good. They're a force for wickedness. They're a force for mayhem, obliteration, destruction, and force-fed American hegemony. If you don't do it the way we say, we'll send an army and we'll make you do it the way we say. Such awesome arbiters of freedom we are. Our telephone number here on the Mike Church Show is 844-527-8723. Back to the story about the retirement homes in California and the coming wave of fascism. Additionally, facility staff may not prohibit a resident from using or harass a resident who seeks to use or does use a restroom available to other persons of the same gender identity. Now, these are old people we're talking about. You're assuming that they actually know which restroom that they're supposed to go to. But I digress. Regardless of whether the resident is making a gender transition, I got a question. How does 80-year-old grandma begin the transition process? What physician in their right mind is going to prescribe a hormone therapy regimen for an 80-year-old who is barely surviving to begin? What about the surgical part? They're going to cut granny's, you know, off? They're going to sew on to granny, you know? Or are they going to cut off from grandpa, you know? And then mutilate his body to, you know, give him a, well. Is he going to get breast implants at 82? Are you freaking kidding me? I'm telling you, folks, when history of this era is looked at, people are going to stare at it, and they're going to wonder, how in the world did this happen? We're going to kill more people than the Nazis and the communists combined if we don't stop this. This horrific departure from reality and denial of nature and of reality. Note, these are not theological arguments. These are what comprise the philosophy of Marx and make it possible for all those atrocities we love to warn the rest of the world about that we're about to commit. And then at some levels, we already are committing. And yet, nobody sees it. Few people see it. Harassment includes, but is not limited to, requiring a resident to show identity documents in order to gain entrance to a restroom available to other persons of the same gender identity. In other words, a provider concerned about protecting vulnerable residents could be fined for stopping a man who may very well fit stereotypical expectations of how a man should appear or act from entering the women's restroom. Bill would also make it unlawful to refuse to move a person who identifies as a woman into a room with other women or vice versa. This is madness. There's no choice here, by the way. There's no freedom. If you don't agree with these people, you don't get, well, too bad. You don't get a choice. Under the subheadline for progressives, forced speech reigns supreme. But at least this only applies to a specific type of facility, right? It's not like everyone in the state will be required to use preferred pronouns. Yes, the bill will only apply to skilled nursing, long-term, and intermediate care facilities right now. But you know that's how progressives prop open the door. Let's just call them what they are. They're natural revolters. We need a term for this. They've revolted against the natural order of things. They're in denial of nature itself. How about anti-Nats? Read this article on how gay marriage has triggered an avalanche of totalitarianism in the UK. By the way, you don't have to read it because I already read it to you. Last week on this show, SB 219 passed the assembly and will be ratified by the governor, not because every elected representative is a diehard totalitarian, but because, really, how many transgender people are there in these facilities anyway? Leftist activists in California, and particularly its major cities, have been perversely interested in obscuring and stifling reality across the economic and social spectrum of issues. She is right on here. Stifling reality. That's what it's all about. You've got to get this through your heads. It's all about reality. It's all about the truth. What's the truth? Conformity of the mind to reality. What's reality? Sorry, grandma, your grandma. What's reality? Sorry, little Janie, you're born a little girl. Your name is Jane, not Jim. The revolt against reality, again, is a revolt against the nature of reality. It is a revolt against nature. And if it's a revolt against nature, it is ultimately... Minister Church, please, it's the third time this hour you repeated it, because, damn it, it's not sinking in. If it's a revolt against nature, then it's a revolt against the architect, the creator, nature. Supernature, God. That's what it is. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. Boy, howdy, what a great show we have remaining for you. Michael Hitchborn of the Lepanto Institute going to be with us next hour. We're going to make a major announcement, he and I together, and going to inform you about a major event coming up in October that we're going to invite you to attend. And guess what? It's free. Don't cost nothing. And you're going to benefit tremendously from it, so that's coming up. Of course, we have the 8 a.m. news coming up in just a moment here. And again, I will ask you, before we go to the news timeout, to please consider shopping the Founders Trading Post. Now, those of you watching on Facebook and listening to the preview stream, let me give you a hint. If you'd like to pick up a three-pack of those beautiful, made in Poland and imported by us, Founding Father Films, Our Lady prayer cards. I call them prayer cards, but they're more like desktop displays. They're beautiful. Here's a small one. We've got the big edition of this. So Our Lady of Częstochowa, Our Lady of Lejaska, and Our Lady Immaculate. Get a set of three for a discounted price off the price of buying just one. And if you want to take $10 off your first order, it's easy to do. All you have to do is go to my site at mikechurch.com. And on the homepage, scroll to the bottom and you'll see, sign up for Mike's Daily Republican email newsletter. When you sign up for the newsletter, you're going to get a confirm your email address. And then after you confirm your email address, you're going to get an email back with a code, with a coupon. $10 that you can use in the Founders Trading Post. $10. You're halfway to purchasing your three cards, or halfway to purchasing a paperback copy of Humility of Heart, for instance, and many other things. So take advantage of that. Go to my site. Sign up for the Daily Republican newsletter. You want to get it anyways, because there's lots of good deals, and it has all the stuff that I'm talking about in the pile of prep every day sent to your email box, plus special deals that we don't advertise anywhere else. That's the Daily Republican email newsletter. Sign up at mikechurch.com, bottom of the homepage, or right-hand side of any of the other pages, and you'll get a $10 gift coupon that you can use in my store, Mike Church's Founders Trading Post. Hope you'll go take advantage of that today. Now, I'll be right back with Michael Hitchborn here and much more on the Mike Church Show, King on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Now, here with your 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern Time news headlines from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau and the live Crusade Channel News Desk, with the very best radio news in all of radio news, pursuing the good, the true, and the beautiful every single day of every week, and always on our app, get it for free, and on our site at crusadechannel.com. is Celeste Youngblood at the Crusade Channel News Desk with the very latest. Celeste?